When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
This is Spirit Radio, Ireland's positive sound. It's Kieran in for Jackie this morning. Hope you're having a wonderful Saturday. And our next guest has plenty of her own experience when it comes to helping teens through the exam season. And it's quickly approaching now, isn't it? So I'm delighted to have Michelle Davitt, the co-founder of MyKidsTime.com, on the line to give us her advice and some tips for parents who are looking into the exams, probably a little bit worried at this stage. Good morning, Michelle. How are you?
Good morning, Kieran. I'm fine, thank you. I'm happy to report I actually don't have teens going through the exam process this year, but I had the double whammy of the leaving and the junior cert last year.
Oh, so you're enjoying the break this year?
I'm enjoying the break this year. We have college exams this year, though, but that wasn't half as stressful.
Well, you can't.
For us or the child.
well, I think you can't really get as involved in the college exams as a parent, can you? It's kind of have to leave it up to them, really.
You do, really, yeah.
So look, lots of stuff going on. It is a stressful time, though, isn't it?
What should parents look
for? You know, and particularly, I know parents get stressed, but in terms of looking for stress signs in the children as they're trying to face into all this.
So I suppose there's some key indicators for stress build-up, like nausea, mild panic attacks, broken sleep, which can lead to exhaustion. You know, kids might have outbreaks of eczema or psoriasis or acne. They're very irritable. Their appetite might change. They get headaches. They have muscle pain and tightness or shortness of breath. I mean, they're the kind of things to, you know, the physical indicators that there's a stress buildup. And when the body and mind is stressed, it's unable to kind of operate at peak performance.
Absolutely.
So for extreme cases, I suppose, seek medical advice if you're really worried about your child. But I mean, there's some ways that we can help them to kind of let go of stress.
I read that diet and exercise, you know, just and getting a little bit of a break every so often are really key as well.
They need to be out and continue with their exercise and their sport even while they're studying. So even 20 minutes out in the fresh air can help. And also reminding them when they're studying to get off every kind of hour and take even a 1 minute walk around. It'll just re-energize the body and refocus the mind and kind of keep them, you know, calm. Stay hydrated is another one, and water, not sugary drinks, which give you an initial high, but then you crash. So staying hydrated with water is really important. And things like laughter and a hug, you know, those kind of things make you feel happy and release endorphins into the body, you know, to make you feel better. Or if you have a pet, like letting the pet in to play with the for 10 minutes so they can have a break, can kind of bring down those stress levels and you know, make them feel a lot more relaxed. Things like thinking positive thoughts, easy for us to say, but you know, they've got it, they've covered the course, they know what they're doing, and it's just about kind of bringing that back and focusing on your study and what your exam is, knowing that we've an examination tips preparation as well for, you know, everything you need to be able to get through the exam, like getting the basics right, reading all the exam papers when you get in. So there's things you can do in advance of an exam before going in to help reduce stress levels as well.
Which all very, very great advice. What else would you recommend? Anything else people should think about at this stressful time?
Well, food is really important, and keeping a normal routine. If you can get your child to kind of keep as normal a routine as possible, make sure they're having 3 square meals a day and not just going off and snacking throughout the day. And sleep is really important. They shouldn't be studying way into the night. They need their sleep, and they just need to, they've got this. They've revised. They've done the work, and it's just about them kind of working out a revision timetable, to avoid them staying up late night, avoid changing your sleep cycle, which will make you feel groggy, and just things like studying smarter. So it's recommended to kind of study in sets of 3 40-minute bursts. With each 40 minutes being devoted to a particular subject or topic, and make sure you take a break then between each one, and practicing past exam questions. And I suppose the final one I would say is get your mock paper out. If it's one of the big exams, the leaving or the junior cert, take out your mock paper. You'll have got it back. Look over the things that you didn't perform as well on and work on those. That was your, that'll tell you where you can make up marks. Knowing the layout of the paper before you go into the exam will reduce stress. Making sure that you look after yourself as well just before going into the exam is just really, really important.
De-stress just a little bit, deep breaths or whatever it is you can do to relax.
Yeah, exactly.
Great advice, Michelle. Really appreciate you coming on the show this morning to share that with our listeners and the parents and the students that are facing into exams. And of course, we want to wish them all the very, very best of luck in the exams coming up shortly. And it'll be all grand, won't it?
It will. It'll be all right, yes, afterwards. And remember, if you go in, there's still time to change the AO deadline. So we have a key date for leaving cert, just in case for anyone doing leaving cert. So don't worry if you're still not sure what you want to do and it's 4 weeks out. There's still time up until the beginning of July to do a change of mind on the CAO.
Great advice. Very comforting, I'm sure, for some people out there. Probably feeling the stress a little bit. Michelle Davitt, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Co-founder of My Kids Time, and that's mykidstime.com. There's lots of resources there for you. Delight to have Michelle with us on the show this morning.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.